Jet Set from Pearson EDI, Level 2 Listening Test, Junior Version, Version 12. Do not start this test until the supervisor tells you to start. This test has 20 questions. There are two parts. Both parts have 10 questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 2 minutes to look at the questions for each part. Then you will listen and try to choose the correct answers to the questions. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You will then hear each part again and try to answer any questions you may have missed. Now, look at the front of your answer sheet and see how to mark your answers. Now wait until the supervisor tells you to open your question paper. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part one. Part 1. Listen to the recording, read the statements, and select True, A, or False, B. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, my name is Judy, and this is Radio Cheshire. This week, there is an art exhibition in the library in our town, and today, James Roberts is talking to us. James is 10 years old and he has one of his paintings in the exhibition. He came all the way from London today. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
So, James, I saw your painting in the exhibition. When did you start to paint?
Well, my mum gave me some paints when I was 3, and I painted a picture of a cat. That was my first painting. Mum still has the picture.
The painting in the exhibition is of a lion. Do you like painting pictures of animals?
Yes, I do. I like painting pictures of animals because they are all different.
The picture in the exhibition is very good.
Thank you. I went on holiday this year with my mum and dad. We went to Africa and we saw lots of wild animals on safari. The lion I painted was one of the animals I saw there.
How did you remember what it looked like?
Well, it is hard to paint any animal, but it is a lot harder to paint wild animals. Some of them move very quickly. I usually take some photographs of them first, and then paint them when I get home.
Which animal is the easiest to paint?
My pet dog, Patch. I think he knows when I am painting him because he stays very still. We also have a cat, Willow. He's very hard to paint because he is always moving.
So, James, which animals do you like painting the best?
Well, I like painting pets. I paint in my art book and I like to use different coloured paints. But I don't like using coloured crayons.
Do you study art at school?
Yes. We have an art lesson once a week. When I leave school, I want to be an artist.
Thank you, James, for coming in today. And maybe one day your paintings will be in the National Gallery. And now...
You will now hear the recording again.
Hello, my name is Judy, and this is Radio Cheshire. This week, there is an art exhibition in the library in our town, and today, James Roberts is talking to us. James is 10 years old, and he has one of his paintings in the exhibition. He came all the way from London today. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
So, James, I saw your painting in the exhibition. When did you start to paint?
Well, my mum gave me some paints when I was 3, and I painted a picture of a cat. That was my first painting. Mum still has the picture.
The painting in the exhibition is of a lion. Do you like painting pictures of animals?
Yes, I do. I like painting pictures of animals because they are all different.
The picture in the exhibition is very good.
Thank you. I went on holiday this year with my mum and dad. We went to Africa and we saw lots of wild animals on safari. The lion I painted was one of the animals I saw there.
How did you remember what it looked like?
Well, it is hard to paint any animal, but it is a lot harder to paint wild animals. Some of them move very quickly. I usually take some photographs of them first, and then paint them when I get home.
Which animal is the easiest to paint?
My pet dog, Patch. I think he knows when I am painting him because he stays very still. We also have a cat, Willow. He's very hard to paint because he is always moving.
So, James, which animals do you like painting the best?
Well, I like painting pets. I paint in my art book and I like to use different coloured paints. But I don't like using coloured crayons.
Do you study art at school?
Yes. We have an art lesson once a week. When I leave school, I want to be an artist.
Thank you, James, for coming in today. And maybe one day your paintings will be in the National Gallery. And now...
End of part one. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part two. Part 2. Read each question, listen to the recording, and select the correct answer A, B, C, or D. Mark your selection on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice. Hello, my name is David Richards. Today, children, I'm going to talk about shopping in the UK and all the different shops we have on our high streets. Every day, people in the UK can buy different things in their town centres. Armchairs, toothpaste, forks and spoons, and brushes to clean the chimney. My town is called Oswestry, in the northwest of England. It is very close to Wales. There are many shops in Oswestry, and I want to tell you about some of my favourite shops there. On the corner of the High Street in Oswestry, there is a shop called Tailor's Clothes. It sells men's clothes and shoes. Last week, I bought a pair of trousers and a pullover. It rains a lot in the UK, so I also bought a raincoat and an umbrella. Opposite is Mrs. Bakewell's shop. Mrs. Bakewell is the baker, and she sells lots of sweet things, cakes and biscuits. She is making a special cake for my son's birthday. He is going to be 10 tomorrow. She is going to put strawberries on it. I like sweet things. Just past the baker's shop is Sally's Boutique. This shop sells ladies' dresses, coats, shoes, and bags. My daughter goes to Sally's Boutique and she spends a lot of money on shoes. She has got lots of colours, black ones, blue ones and red ones. Walk straight on and just next to Sally's Boutique is the post office. Here you can buy stamps, envelopes and notebooks. I don't like sending emails, so I still write letters to all my friends. I go to the post office 3 times a week. The postman in the post office always says hello to me. He is very friendly. Last week, I saw a man standing outside the post office. He had a moustache and a beard, and his clothes were very dirty. His boots and trousers were very old. He played music and he sang. He had a hat on the floor. It had some money in it. I gave him £1. December is the nicest time to go shopping on our high street. There are lots of nice things to buy for family and friends, and the shops stay open very late. There are many restaurants in my town. There is also a supermarket. Today I am having lunch with my family, and I am going to buy everything I need to make a barbecue. I hope it doesn't rain today. So, goodbye, children, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed my talk. You will now hear the recording again. Hello, my name is David Richards. Today, children, I'm going to talk about shopping in the UK and all the different shops we have on our high streets. Every day, people in the UK can buy different things in their town centres. armchairs, toothpaste, forks and spoons, and brushes to clean the chimney. My town is called Oswestry, in the northwest of England. It is very close to Wales. There are many shops in Oswestry, and I want to tell you about some of my favourite shops there. On the corner of the High Street in Oswestry, there is a shop called Tailor's Clothes. It sells men's clothes and shoes. Last week, I bought a pair of trousers and a pullover. It rains a lot in the UK, so I also bought a raincoat and an umbrella. Opposite is Mrs. Bakewell's shop. Mrs. Bakewell is the baker, and she sells lots of sweet things, cakes and biscuits. She is making a special cake for my son's birthday. He is going to be 10 tomorrow. She is going to put strawberries on it. I like sweet things. Just past the baker's shop is Sally's Boutique. This shop sells ladies' dresses, coats, shoes and bags. My daughter goes to Sally's Boutique and she spends a lot of money on shoes. She has got lots of colours, black ones, blue ones and red ones. Walk straight on and just next to Sally's Boutique is the post office. Here you can buy stamps, envelopes and notebooks. I don't like sending emails, so I still write letters to all my friends. I go to the post office 3 times a week. The postman in the post office always says hello to me. He is very friendly. Last week, I saw a man standing outside the post office. He had a moustache and a beard, and his clothes were very dirty. His boots and trousers were very old. He played music and he sang. He had a hat on the floor. It had some money in it. I gave him £1. December is the nicest time to go shopping on our high street. There are lots of nice things to buy for family and friends, and the shops stay open very late. There are many restaurants in my town. There is also a supermarket. Today I am having lunch with my family, and I am going to buy everything I need to make a barbecue. I hope it doesn't rain today. So, goodbye, children, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed my talk. End of part 2. You now have an additional 5 minutes to transfer your answers to the OMR sheet. That is the end of the test.